This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I believe California right now is fighting 20 different fires. We are told that winds ignited at least 20 fires across Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. The winds have died down. Firefighters have kind of seized the opportunity today, making progress. Actually, they were, I believe, able to start making progress yesterday. The two major fires are the Freedom Fire north of Watsonville and the Aptos Hills, and the Panther Ridge Fire in Boulder Creek. The blazes triggered evacuation orders for at least 120 households. All residents placed under those orders were allowed to come back as of yesterday afternoon. So fires struck. This is winter. This is not usually fire season for California. We've been dealing with some huge droughts. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe we've only had 2 days of rain in the last 273 days. Now, a year or two ago, we had a snowstorm in the early spring. It was gorgeous. It was, we had snow day, and I live in, again, I live in the desert, and we were snow all over the place, and we posted pictures. It was the most beautiful sight. But since then, drought. Well, maybe not for long. Apparently, there is a very nasty weather pattern change that is threatening to upend weather across the United States. California might see 1 to 3 inches of rain by Friday. Some areas could see as much rain in the coming weeks. That is as typical for 2 years. There's a cold front that may cause severe thunderstorms from Texas to Oklahoma by Sunday. Heavy snow is predicted from the plains into the Great Lakes. Heavy snow will fall in Des Moines, Twin Cities, Green Bay, near Chicago. And they say the cold blast might cause temperatures to dip below zero in parts of New York. So beginning on Friday, this is going to be the first low-pressure system to bring snow to California, Sierra Nevada, into parts of Great Basin and Rockies, according to the Weather Channel. And into the weekend, the storm could bring more than a half a foot of snow from the Rockies into the Midwest. People ask, how does Las Vegas continue to grow and sprawl out when we're in the middle of a desert? Well, because we rely on water, and we rely on the Colorado. And the Colorado River needs to get their water from Colorado, obviously, and the Rockies. So I don't want Denver to undergo any horrible weather pattern, but we sure need the Rockies to get snow to feed us. So they say the storm system is supposed to bring rain to California, where strong winds earlier this week started the brush fires. Apparently trees were toppled. Thousands had to be without power. I believe they even had to do rolling blackouts. So not good. At least, you know, we will get some well-needed rain. The storm system, they think, like I said, would bring enough rain that has been missing over the last couple, you know, last year or two. The problem is we don't want it all at once, because then we have to be worried about flash flooding. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Winds are unfortunately going to be pretty high, and with winds, again, could come more fire in certain parts of the country. If there are high winds, unfortunately, we could see tornado type weather. So I believe, you know, check your local area, obviously, weather. It might be a beautiful day today, but just keep in mind that there's going to be issues coming up on the weekend for most of America. Now, speaking of issues, this was not a good one. There was a huge fire that broke out at a COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer in India. This was in the complex of the Serum Institute of India. It is the world's biggest vaccine manufacturer. And a fire broke out. Images from Reuters partner ANI showed smoke billowing out of a building in S2's massive complex in the western city of Pune in southern Maharashtra state. And so far, no lives have been lost or major injuries, but a few floors have been destroyed. So they want to reassure the governments and the public that there would be no loss of COVID-Shield production. That's a vaccine due to multiple production buildings that were kept in reserve to deal with such contingencies. So the firm is producing about 50 million doses a month of the Oxford University and AstraZeneca vaccine. Officials said at least five trucks had been sent to fight the blaze of the building. A source described to Reuters as an under-construction vaccine plant. No injuries again reported. So I think it's SII or S2, can't tell, hopes to increase production capacity from 1.5 billion doses to 2.5 billion doses per year by the end of 2021. They are on it. They say of the more than 12 billion doses expected to be produced this year, they say rich countries have already bought 9 billion, and many have options to even buy more. So that is an issue that we have with the vaccine rollout, is the wealthy countries were able to buy up the vaccines. President Trump was criticized for not buying more. He was criticized, though, for buying them as well. Everybody criticizes him, no matter what. But when the Trump administration had the opportunity to buy vaccines, what they did is they diversified. Nobody knew which vaccine was going to finish the clinical trials or be safe back in July. So the U.S. government put in pre-orders. They bought 100 million doses of Pfizer, the Moderna vaccine, and then I don't know the exact number of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So we pre-ordered and prepaid. So the pharmaceutical companies had money to work with, and we had a promise that as soon as they were ready, we would get them. And that's kind of how it worked. Unfortunately, smaller countries are still going, well, when can we get the vaccine? You know, what happens to us over here? But we had no idea in July which vaccine was going to make it to December. And it turned out Pfizer made it first, then came Moderna, then came AstraZeneca. Johnson & Johnson is still working on theirs. There were some setbacks with some of these vaccines that slowed things down, like with AstraZeneca, because somebody had a transverse myelitis reaction. So, you know, wealthy, larger countries are going to, if they did prepay for doses, they're going to get them first because they helped front money. You know, for a company to make billions of doses, they need money up front. They can't be making billions of doses for there to be empty promises. They need to know that there's going to be a buyer. So they are pre-collecting money. And unfortunately, that's how the system is working. 1-877-DOC-FELLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday was President Biden's first day in office, and he, I believe, executed 17 executive orders. On the pandemic, he assigned or appointed Jeffrey D. Zients as the official COVID-19 response coordinator. He is going to report to the president, and they are going to have an aggressive approach to the nation's response. I thought we'd been aggressive already, but obviously there's been some problems. So whoever is going to be in office when the shipments come in of the vaccine, they have to make sure that they look like it went flawless in order to get credit for the response of the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, crushing. So the order restores the Directorate for Global Health Security and Biodefense at the National Security Council. That's a group that I don't believe President Trump was a part of. There is not a national mask mandate. There is a federal mask mandate on planes, trains, automobiles, federal offices, buildings, but not an official national mask mandate, even though most states already have it. According to New York Times, there could possibly have been some legal challenges to that. So President Biden is requiring social distancing, the wearing of masks on all federal property and all federal employees. He also started a 100 days masking challenge, urging all Americans to wear masks and state and local officials to implement public measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So he stopped short of a quote unquote national mask mandate and made it a challenge, still made it more optional. I believe in terms of outside and private property, I don't think he had that power. So that's why he could only limit it to the federal buildings. He's also going to reinstate ties with the World Health Organization after Trump chose to withdraw the nation's membership and funding last year. Dr. Fauci is going to head the U.S. delegation to the organization's executive board and will jump into the role with a meeting this week. So they're moving forward and getting back in with the World Health Organization. And that's been kind of tricky. I get what President Trump did, where if the World Health Organization wasn't following what was happening in China, didn't alert us to the dangers in China on what happened with this virus, the virus might have been around for months, the World Health Organization didn't do their job. And I get that he was upset, and the way President Trump handles things is like a corporation. We're going to fire you. Why are we giving you hundreds of millions of dollars if you're not doing your job? The World Health Organization, however, on the other hand, right, is the World Health Organization. Right? It needs money to flow. It needs money to still do their work. They dropped the ball. But our current administration wants to hopefully still keep them afloat and doing what they need to do with hopes that they don't mess up in the future. So I get it. I get it. Now, other executive orders included had to do with immigration and visas. Biden had bolstered the Deferred Action for Children Arrivals program, the DACA, that protects deportation of immigrants brought to the United States as children, often called Dreamers. The order calls on Congress to enact legislation providing permanent status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers. The reason being is they don't believe it was the kids' fault that they were brought there illegally. So do the kids need to suffer and be deported? Where Trump stood on that is, well, if we show that there were no consequences of illegally bringing families in, people will keep doing it. So this was no surprise. We knew Biden would want to protect Dreamers. Another executive order revokes the Trump's administration plan to exclude non-citizens from the census count. This was very controversial, where unauthorized immigrants could be counted in the census. He also overturned a Trump executive order that pushed aggressive efforts to find and deport unauthorized immigrants. There was another order that blocked the deportation of Liberians who have been living in the United States. And Joe Biden ended the so-called, quote, Muslim ban, they call it, which blocked travel to the United States from several predominantly Muslim and African countries. Biden had directed the State Department to restart visa processing for individuals from the affected countries and to develop ways to address the harm caused by those who were prevented from coming to the United States because of the ban. Now, the border wall. People want to know what's going on with the border wall. Well, an executive order yesterday halted construction of it. The order includes a, quote, immediate termination of the national emergency declaration that allowed the Trump administration to redirect billions of dollars to the wall. It says the administration will begin a close review of the legality of the effort to divert federal money to fund the wall. So when Trump couldn't get congressional approval, he diverted funds to build the wall. You have a lot of people loving the wall. Some people, they want to see the wall come down. There has been no word on if the wall is going to come down. Some people are calling for a Berlin Wall sort of ceremony with it. Others are, what are you doing? All right? We need a border. So we'll see what happens. But currently, no plans at all to continue the construction. On climate change, we have executive orders on that. Biden signed a letter to re-enter the United States Paris Climate Accords. That will happen within 30 days for them to rejoin. Back in 2019, Trump formally notified the United Nations that the U.S. would withdraw from the coalition of nearly 200 countries. These countries are working to move away from planet-warming fossil fuels like coal, oil, and natural gas. Again, a very hot topic because our job is going to get lost. In additional executive orders, Biden began the reversal of other environmental policies like revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. We're being told that that lost thousands of jobs as well. This current move, reversing the rollbacks to vehicle emission standards, undoing decisions to slash the size of several national monuments, they're saying, enforcing a temporary moratorium on oil and natural gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, they're saying, according to New York Times, and reestablishing a working group on the social costs of greenhouse gases. So when it comes to our dependency on foreign oil, that might shift now with the Biden administration to becoming more dependent. We'll see what happens. Then on racial and LGBT equality, Biden is going to end Trump's 1776 commission. There's been a lot of debate on what gets taught in schools and the U.S. role in slavery. And Biden had decided to end the 1776 commission, also revoked Trump's executive order limiting the ability of federal agencies, contractors, and other institutions to hold diversity and inclusion training. So the president designated Susan E. Rice to head the Domestic Policy Council as a leader of a robust interagency effort requiring all federal agencies to make rooting out systemic racism central to their work. His order directs the agencies to review and report on equity in their ranks within 200 days, including a plan on how to remove barriers to opportunities and policies and programs. The order also moves to ensure that Americans of all backgrounds have equal access to federal government resources, benefits, and services. It starts a data working group as well as the study of new methods to measure and assess federal equity and diversity efforts. Also, will reinforce the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to require that the federal government does not discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. So with the economy, the federal moratorium, as we talked about earlier in the show, was extended. He's asked agencies, President Biden, Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, Housing, Urban Development Departments, to prolong the moratorium on foreclosures on federally guaranteed mortgages that was enacted in response to the pandemic. The president is also going to put a pause on federal student loan interest and principal payments through the end of September. Now, some progressive groups are asking for Biden to just cancel their debt. Some are saying, well, maybe at least $50,000, some at least $10,000. So we'll see where that goes. And then government accountability. This is interesting. Biden has established ethics rules for those who serve in his administration to restore and maintain trust in the government, and has ordered all of his appointees in the executive branch to sign an ethics pledge. He also issued a freeze on all new regulations put in motion by Trump to give his administration time to evaluate which ones it wants to move forward. So they want to prevent midnight regulations, policies pushed through a lame duck president, and fast-paced things that, let's say, Trump had done. President Trump would make announcements of policy after 5 p.m. on Friday just to kind of tick the news outlets off and to really mess with their news cycle. So people who were off thinking they were going to be done for the weekend, a lot of the news we got were on the weekends. That's why people are pretty exhausted, because weekends were just full of drama and turmoil because people were upset with what Trump did, just like his parties. He would do it in the 11th hour. So he knew what he was doing. He wanted to tick off the media, and yeah, I think he did so. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still won't say when she'll send the impeachment article to the Senate. The California Democrat also asked during her weekly press conference if impeachment is a way to bring unity to the country.
The fact is, the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. Joe Biden said it beautifully. If you're going to unite, you must remember. And we must bring this in. And that's our responsibility.
A Senate committee is discussing President Biden's pick of Pete Buttigieg to run the Department of Transportation. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and President Biden did butt heads on the debate stage, with Biden telling him, I know Barack Obama, and you're no Barack Obama. USA Radio News. The investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three members of the National Guard.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden is going to keep former President Trump's pick for FBI Director Christopher Wray. A White House official saying that Wray is expected to remain in the role as he currently is serving a 10-year term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we talk a lot about psychology. When people don't understand why they're working with somebody who's toxic or creates a toxic environment at work, or they live with somebody where all they want to do is fight, and we've spoken about people like that. There's people in our lives that are unfortunately troublemakers, and they love trouble. They thrive on drama. That's their caffeine. If something's boring, they'll try to stir something up. We've seen that with kids in school. You know, you're like, I don't understand. Why can't you just sit still and listen to the teacher? You only have one job to do, and you really have to start, you know, pulling people's hair? There's a caffeine high or a narcotic high or some sort of euphoria from messing with people. I noticed that with my pets. Two kitty cats will be cleaning each other. And this will happen all the time. One will start smacking and then clawing at the other. And I'm like, you guys, all you had to do was finish cleaning. You guys look like you were fine. Why did I have to go into a fight? Well, it's because there are people out there that that's just all they want. They want to make noise. They feel like when it's boredom or quiet, that that's not supposed to be the life they're living. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. And so they will continually find avenues to stir stuff up. I had a family member who would do that. I would go, oh my gosh, it's been 2 days since I got yelled at. Maybe this will be the norm. And then there would be something so random, and I'd get in trouble for that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What? Everything was fine. You could very easily go down the path where nothing's wrong. So, I don't know if you heard, but over the last couple days, or I think yesterday, there were more riots. There was fire. A Starbucks got smashed up. And we are being told that these were Antifa militants who were chanting blank with the F word, President Biden, as well as Trump. Now, didn't Antifa want Biden to win? Apparently, they were in a rampage through Seattle, as well as multiple other states and cities, and they smashed up the historic site of the very first Starbucks. Seattle cops made at least 3 arrests. At least 100 protesters scrawled graffiti, smashed windows, set fire to an American flag, according to the Seattle Times. And the video showed the mob chanting their allegiance to Antifa and repeatedly decrying the election of Biden. They said, blank Trump, blank Biden too. They don't give a blank about you. That was one of the chants, I guess. Some took to the streets because they were disgusted that the new president had called for unity, they said, rather than attack the right-wing opponents. They said calling for unity with the people who actively want to harm people is disgusting. That's according to a woman named Anna, according to the New York Post. So the destruction included the Starbucks on Pike Place, home of the chain's very first location that opened up back in 1971. There were window smashing and fires. I believe in Portland, Oregon, they stormed the Democratic Party of Oregon. They stormed the building. There were flags burning in Denver, storefronts. And you look at this and you go, wait a second here. We thought that the riots would go down and would calm down once they won. They got the president they wanted. It's because there are groups out there that just want to stir stuff up. There was marches in Columbus, Ohio, wind shields, clubs. People were wielding shields and clubs while protesting in Sacramento. In Portland, a crowd of up to 200 people gathered outside the ICE building in the south waterfront section of the city. That's where Federal Protective Services officers issued warnings on loudspeakers telling demonstrators not to trespass federal property. See, I was concerned that we had tens of thousands of troops at the Capitol. I didn't think anything was going to happen at the Capitol. I thought there were going to be issues throughout the United States, and I wanted to make sure we weren't spread thin, kind of like that Die Hard 3 movie. So the protests could have been bigger. There could have been more damage, but the problem is street fronts, properties got destroyed. There were fires, flags burning, and the clashes escalated to the point where authorities had to block off streets. There were flashbangs. There was, you could see the videos, but that I found that very intriguing that the one group that has been so vocal and anti-Trump on the day of their president's choice inauguration, nope, they aren't allegiant to him either. They said, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. That's what some of the signs said. We don't want Biden, we want revenge. So what do they want? And, you know, people wondered about that. You know, Biden didn't have the personality that other presidents have had. You don't say, I love Biden. Biden's not very lovable. You know, people like him. You know, Trump, you either hated him or you loved him. He had that kind of personality where you just loved what he stood for or you hated what he stood for. Biden didn't really stir that much emotion. So, for the Democratic Party, they thought that might be a great choice because you're not going to have people rioting. You know, how do you hate him? How do you love him? How do you hate him? It'll be more calm, and that's not it. I don't think people fear a Biden administration in terms of, you know, cracking down on crime. They might fear some of the more socialistic in the spending, but, you know, if they think that there's going to be a defunding of police and they don't like the government and they feel that there's an opportunity in a window now because people's guards are going to be down, Biden has to worry about, you know, undoing everything with President Trump, yeah, border wall, all that, they're like, you know what, fine, we could make our stand. So unfortunately, rather than the election of Biden calming everything down, because people thought, all right, well, if Trump wins, there'll be riots all over the place. Antifa is making it well known that they don't care who the president is. If they don't like something, they are there, and they will be destructive. Antifa is showing everybody that they know how to group up, while social media was stopping Parler and trying to listen for anti-Biden chatter and, you know, putting people in Facebook jail if they said anything that was pro-Trump or anti-Biden. Antifa had all this opportunity to talk and meet and set up their little riots. Now, luckily, they weren't big riots, but there were mobs, and it doesn't have to take a lot of people to start causing destruction. So my suggestion to anybody in law enforcement or this administration is, you know, don't keep your guard down. Obviously, law enforcement knows what they're doing, but to this administration, don't keep your guard down. There are people that just want to, you know, find fault with everything and mess things up. It's just, I have to admit, I was a little shocked. I thought Antifa was pro-Biden. I didn't think we would see, you know, cuss words against Biden. We don't want Biden, we want revenge. So who did they want then? What makes somebody happy? And that's the point I'm making. With people like that, there is no pleasing. You can't just say, all right, I'm going to do this for you, and think it all goes away. If somebody wants to cause fights and pick fights with you, they will always find something. Usually with bullies like that, you hope that they redirect not on you to somebody else, which is why, unfortunately, bullies have, you know, co-conspirators that go, yeah, let's get him, because they don't want the heat turned on them. But unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of this. And it's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So restaurants in California are beginning to sue Governor Newsom over loss of business as people are starting to realize that maybe all these lockdowns didn't help. And some are suggesting it might have even hurt. So as restaurants and things were closed, probably the most strictly in California, cases continued to rise. They have been on strict lockdown measures, restaurants closing, maybe only eating outside, all sorts of restrictions for months. Yet they are still battling some of the highest numbers. So, that's not fine and dandy for most people, especially when your business went under. So questions are mounting about how California Governor Gavin Newsom's pandemic plan had the science to back it up, and did it possibly worsen the situation? Because if people don't have a place to go on a Friday or Saturday night when they want to cut loose, they're going to just not sit home and watch Netflix. You can only watch so much Netflix. They're going to go and meet people in the park or meet people in other people's homes. So Newsom's order on December 3rd to shut down outdoor dining, right? That was days after LA had implemented their own plan. It was probably the stake into the heart. California is one of the few states with a climate that was conducive to outdoor dining. So experts question whether the outdoor ban, would be then necessary, and then did it cause more risky behavior? Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease expert at UCSF, said it shut down in early December, and things did not get better from there. Things actually got worse. She says, we won't be able to know the exact percentage it drove, but I would say closing outdoor dining certainly did not help and likely hindered efforts to avoid a surge. Now, California is averaging about 500 deaths a day over the past 2 weeks. The death toll there has contributed to the surge in across the U.S., apparently the U.S. recorded its deadliest second day of the pandemic on Wednesday with 4,200 fatalities. And if you're looking at the positive cases and the deaths, after the outdoor dining ban still rose. Now, somebody could say, look, if you got sick before the ban, it might have taken a week or two for you to get sick, and then for you to end up in the hospital, and then for you to die. So I get how the curve will still continue to go up. But you still are having a heck of a time convincing me as a doctor that we needed to completely devastate all these businesses and all these people and not allow them to continue to work and feed their families because you said the science was there that people would get sick if they ate on an outdoor patio or if they ate in a restaurant. So in the U.S., we've had over 400,000 deaths. We've been doing the masks. We've been doing the social distancing. Okay, people want answers. Joe Biden is going to have people wear masks. Well, it's not a national mask mandate, but at least in federal buildings, they have to wear masks, maintain physical distance, adhere to other public health measures. President directed agencies to immediately take action to require compliance with CDC guidelines and for employees to wear masks and engage in social distancing. He called for all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. We've been doing the mask thing. We've been doing the masks. We've been doing the social distancing. And what they do is they blame that these outbreaks are happening because people went to a Trump rally or they went to a BLM protest. That doesn't explain how these people in the hospital who were at home, who weren't at a BLM protest or a Trump rally, got sick. Well, maybe somebody went to work in the family household and they were working with somebody who went to a rally or protest. Yeah, it could be. But, you're losing us. You're not going to convince us that these rules need to stand. And now people are going to start suing. From what we understand, already 50 restaurant owners are suing the governor. I'm sure there are multiple other lawsuits. They're just not getting the media attention. Newsom is a Democrat, and he was repeatedly pressed in December to offer evidence that outdoor dining contributed to the spread of COVID-19. We're told he declined to do so, saying his restrictions were intended to send a message to the public discouraging social gathering. So a consortium of over 50 restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, and suppliers across Napa and Sonoma counties have filed a lawsuit against Newsom as of this week. They allege that the state's ban on outdoor dining is arbitrary, irrational, and unfair. And it drives me crazy because you hear people say, yeah, lock everything down. I agree with the lockdown. I support the governor. And when I ask them, or you look and you see online, are you out of work? Are you? No, they are working from home, making a salary. I really think the people who are working and benefiting from this whole lockdown thing might need to financially benefit. You might need to kind of sit this one out. When all these other companies and people have lost their jobs, lost their careers because of these quote-unquote arbitrary rules. Now, we are looking at herd immunity. People want herd immunity. You keep hearing that. And I'm like, I don't think we're going to get there. Well, apparently, some experts are kind of agreeing. Maybe not with me, because, you know, they might not be listening to me. But I think they're agreeing that we might not be able to reach herd immunity. Herd immunity is where you have young, little, innocent sheep in the herd that might not be able to be protected, so you hope that all the big sheep in the herd have protection to protect the little ones in the center of the herd. When it comes to immunity, that's kind of what we're looking for. If everybody all around the vulnerable ones are immune to a bug, it shields the younger ones from the bug because the bug can't latch on to hosts. And we've been trying to say we need to vaccinate everybody to achieve herd immunity, but the vaccines are not 100% effective. We don't know if the vaccine is going to prevent you from having the virus and then transmitting it. We don't know if the vaccine is going to work against all these variants. Already we were talked about today how the South African variant is already eluding these and escaping antibody treatments and possibly the vaccine. So the South African variant is kind of outsmarting others. University of East Anglia researchers estimate that the new UK variant strain raises the R number, or the transmission rate, by about 56%. If this is spreading faster, then people are producing immunity. And if it's mutating faster than they produce immunity, you're not going to be able to reach herd immunity. And again, I've told you guys this. COVID is like, it's a coronavirus. Coronavirus is a huge family. They house many viruses, anywhere from a simple cold to what we saw with SARS. We are not immune to the common cold. We can't be because it mutates. We will not be immune to this virus. We do need to protect ourselves with the vaccine. We do need to provide, you know, real-time protection. If we have a virus that's currently circulating now, we need to get the vaccine to protect ourselves now. But are we ever going to be immune? I don't believe so. 5 to 6% of the U.S. population got the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Biden wants 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. I believe he could do it as long as we have the supply. I think states will be able to carry it out. They might not be able to use the pharmacies yet. They might have to do the big centers. But I think they could do it. But, everybody's like, we have to reach herd immunity. Everybody get the vaccine. Everybody get the vaccine. And I think people are realizing, there's a little more to it. But what's driving everybody to get the vaccine is the thought that they could reopen their business. You see, there's that control issue. If we want life to go back to normal and we want to see a football game, we need to get vaccinated. And unfortunately, people are saying, look, you know, you can't take off the mask. You can't, you know, COVID will not go away just because you have the vaccine. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.